Now from Hollywood, Romance.
I dreamed about being a great dancer ever since I was a little girl in ballet class. But when my big chance came, I found there was something else I wanted a whole lot more. If I could get it.
So now, with Eleanor Tannen as Nan and John Stephenson as Mike, we take you backstage at the ballet with John Dunkel's transcribed story, The Third Swan from the Left.
Another curtain call, if you please.
Not.
I beg pardon?
I say to you, not.
But
I...
listen to them. They're calling for you.
But let them wear blisters on their grubby paws.
Mademoiselle Tamara, you cannot insult the public.
It is I who am receiving the insult. And for the last time, I warn you, Voronoff.
Huh?
Is everybody blind around here? Did you not see it? Is it not your job as stage manager?
Da, mademoiselle, of course I saw it, naturally. So what?
That girl. This time it was the Parador she ruined. She almost tricked me. I tell you, I will not stand for anymore.
Yes, I agree, mademoiselle. I will reprimand her most severely.
This time I do not leave it to you. I go straight to Michael. He will do something.
Please, mademoiselle, not Mr. Bates. Do not bother the impresario with so trivial a matter.
Trivial?
He will say only that it is my job. He might fire me.
Well, somebody had better be fired, or I will know why. I tell you, Michael, you had better do something, or you will be without a prima ballerina for your miserable company.
Now, Tamara.
Tamara Gratinova does not have to endure such things. I do not have to be insulted.
Please, Tamara.
I am thought by the biggest ballets in the world. The Basile, Sadler's Wells, the Paris Opera. It is only as a favor to you that I am here in New York at all, in your wretched American company.
Wait a minute. Company. Calm down, Tamara.
Not until you have expelled this unspeakable girl from the corps de ballet. Not until...
Just a minute. You can be as temperamental as you want, but let's get one thing straight right now. You're not doing me any bigger favor than I'm doing you.
Only last month I received an offer from the Sadler's Wells.
Sure. Playing 10th fiddle to Fontaine and Shearer and a few others. This is the only company in the world where you could get top billing, and you know it.
You are a pig.
Okay, I'm a pig, but I'm running this company. It's not perfect. We're just starting operating on a shoestring, and we can't get the greatest dancers in the world for the corps de ballet.
Huh? You can say that another time.
All right. But we're trying to do the best we can with what we have. If we all stick with it and cooperate, maybe we can make a go of it. And, incidentally, make you a big star.
Well, of course, Michael, dear. I am willing to cooperate.
Of course. You're also willing to be a star.
But this impossible girl.
What's she done?
Tonight, she almost tripped me in the pas de deux. Last night, it was the finale. She deliberately bumped into me. It was only by superb technique that I kept from falling the night before.
All right. Maybe this one girl can be replaced. Will that satisfy you?
But of course, Michael. I am only thinking of the whole performance. Oh, I knew you would fix everything. You are so sweet to me. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And from now on, cooperation?
Oh, but of course. I am very easy to get along with. You should know that, Michael.
Oh, I do. Now, who is this girl?
I do not know her name. Paranoff will tell you.
Where is he now?
No doubt he followed me here.
Sergei, will you come in, please?
Maestro.
This girl who's laughing at Tamara's act, who is she?
The third swan from the left, da. Her name is Nastasia Naninova.
Da! She's no more Russian than...
Than you are?
With me, it is different. In Europe, we have the ballet tradition.
Sure. Sergei, you'd better give the girl notice. Keep her through Saturday performances until we can get somebody else up in the part. All right, Tamara?
Thank you, Michael, dear. You are sweet. Now I must go and dress. Oh, Michael, are you taking me to late dinner?
Oh, I'm afraid not. Some business.
Oh, you have not taken me to dinner for a week.
Soon, baby, I promise you.
Very well. It is a promise, oui? Au revoir, chérie.
So long, Tamara. Next time, Sergei, spare me that, huh?
I tried, Maestro.
I know she's difficult, but try harder next time.
Da, Maestro. Maestro.
Yeah?
This girl, the third swan from the left.
Let her go.
Fire her?
Yes.
Da, but I do not like to.
Well, who does? But it's your job. You can't expect me to do your dirty work for you.
But this time, is it not the other way around?
What do you mean?
I will do it as you say, but... This girl, she's not at fault. She may not be the greatest dancer in the world, but...
What exactly happened?
Tonight, in the pas de deux, it was Mademoiselle who caused the almost accident. She went too wide in her pirouettes. If the third swan had not broken her pose and moved back her foot, geboom. And last night, in the finale, it was Mademoiselle who did the bumping. And the night before...
All right. What do we do?
Also, I suspect that all this is not the true reason.
Oh? What is the true reason?
The third swan is too pretty. Prettier than Mademoiselle.
Uh-huh. And that wouldn't be why you hate to fire her.
It might help. But she is a nice girl, liked by all.
Except Tamara. And that's the crucial point.
Very well, Mr. Bates.
Wait, Sergei. You're right about this being my dirty work. I'll do it. Send her up.
Спасибо хорошо. Thank you, Maestro.
Come in. Yeah, what is it?
I was told you wanted to see me.
Huh? Yes, I guess. Who are you?
My name is Nan Jones. Nastasia Janinova.
Oh, yes. The third swan from the left. Well, Voronoff was certainly right.
I beg your pardon?
Never mind. Won't you sit down?
Mr. Bates, you needn't try to be pleasant about this. I know why I'm here. I've been expecting it for some time now. And I knew when I saw Sergei's face tonight... So just give it to me straight.
Now, wait a minute, Miss...
Jones.
Miss Jones, there's no reason to have hard feelings.
Isn't there? I've tried my best, and it hasn't been too bad either. But I can't seem to please Miss Gratinova. I don't know why.
Well, it's a very simple reason, one you can't do much about.
So maybe you'll be good enough to explain it to me?
Let's just say you two are incompatible.
I see. One of us has to go, and of course it's me.
Well, she is the star of the company.
Oh, I know. She's made that quite plain. But I didn't realize she was also managing the company.
I wasn't aware that she was.
Mr. Bates, there's more to managing a ballet troupe than sitting in an office and keeping books. A ballet company is made up of people, not just figures on a box office tally.
I know, but...
And when this company was formed, we all had high hopes for something wonderful, something really great. We thought we had a manager who could make it all come true. We didn't know he'd be led around by the nose by a second-rate
no-talent.
And we didn't think he'd bury himself in a tower of balance
sheets. But I have...
Do you ever bother to come down and see what's going on? Do you ever look at the people or talk to them? Mr. Bates, have you ever seen me before?
I
don't think so. And nobody likes to work for a boss like that. I'm glad I'm being fired, Mr. Bates. I'm glad to get out of this unhappy company. Goodbye.
Miss Jones, wait. Wow.
We will return to romance and our story, The Third Swan from the Left, in just a moment. Manning America's air defenses is a global job. Our first line of air defense is everywhere. Everywhere world peace is under threat. It takes more pilots than ever, more navigators, mechanics, weather technicians, more men in every job to keep up with our job of world leadership on behalf of peace and freedom. There's a job for you in the Air Forces today, one you can do well and proudly. See your local recruiting officer for details. And now, for the second act of Romance.
Nan, honey, no use crying your eyes out. I'll get your coat on and we'll get something to eat. That'll make you feel better.
No, I don't want anything, Molly. I feel terrible.
Ah, no, but you'll get another job. Easy.
Oh, it's not the job so much.
I know, it's him. The brilliant young impresario, Michael Bates. Ah, you've been mooning over that guy ever since you joined the company.
Longer than that, Molly. Ever since he talked to our ballet class 3 years ago.
Well, you better forget it. He's a lost cause.
Well, it wasn't just him, Molly. It was the ideas he had, the things he was going to do. He was wonderful.
Oh, well, maybe so. But that was before he got lost up there in that forest of figures. And before Tamara. Ah, come on, sweetie. Dry your nose and let's get out of here.
All right.
You know, it's funny, too. That guy might have made it. The more he buries his nose in the business details, the worse the business gets.
You know, you're absolutely right.
Huh? Oh, Mr. Bates.
And I'm going to do something about it, starting right now. I'm glad I caught you before you got away.
Is that so?
Let me see. You're the second swan on the right, aren't you?
That's me, Molly Dugan. Oh, pardon me. Marina Dushenska.
Yeah, it is silly, isn't it? And I was the one, wasn't I, who said there was no reason an American company with American names couldn't succeed.
Well, what changed your mind?
Oh, nothing, really. Oh, well, that's past history. It may take a while, but there are going to be some changes made.
Well, here.
For one thing, I've been told I should get to know the people in the company. So I was wondering if you two young ladies would care to have dinner with me.
Now? Tonight?
I don't know, Mr. Bates. That El Morocco stuff is kind of rich for my blood.
Yeah, mine too, if you want to know the truth. I'm sure you can show me a much more comfortable place.
Well, our acquaintance runs mostly to Harry's Hamburger Heaven.
Well, sounds wonderful. How about it, Miss Jones?
Well, I don't see how your invitation could apply to me, Mr. Bates. I was fired from the company.
Who fired you, Miss Jones?
Well, why...
I didn't say anything about firing you, Miss Jones, and I'm the boss. Am I or am I not the boss, Miss Jones?
Why, yes.
Then, come on. Let's eat. I never ate a better hamburger. How about another one and another cup of coffee?
Oh, no, thanks, Mr. Bates. Really, I couldn't.
How about you, Molly? Say, try a slice of that lemon pie. Looks great.
Are you kidding? I have enough trouble already getting into those tights.
Mr. Bates.
Mike.
What about Miss...
Tamara? Well, that's my little problem. It won't be easy. It'll entail any number of after-theater dinners, for one thing. And unfortunately, Tamara's taste does run to El Morocco.
Can't you just poison her?
Well, unhappily, we need her. For the time being, at least. Don't worry, I'll manage it.
Oh, look, Mike, you don't have to do
it. Are you trying to tell the boss how to run the business?
Well, no, but...
Well, all right, then. Have another cup of coffee. Sergei, another one without fireworks.
It's a miracle. I would have never believed it possible. The little swan still here, and Mademoiselle purring like a kitten.
Oh,
not do it.
Well, that's a secret I wouldn't tell my own mother. Maybe least of all my own mother. But I don't know how much longer I can keep it up.
You are beginning to look a little peaked and a little fatter, too.
Yeah. But I'll tell you one thing. I can't really blame Tamara for being so annoyed.
No?
No. Because when Nan, Miss Jones, is on the stage, well, who can look at anyone else?
Oh, well, it is true she is beautiful, but...
Beautiful, graceful, everything. Wherever she is, that's center stage.
Oh, perhaps it is too bad Mademoiselle does not have her looks, or Miss Jones, Mademoiselle's talent. Both.
That's it. Of course that's it.
It is?
Thanks, Sergei.
Hey, but what did I say?
Make it light on the toast, will you, Blanche?
Suntan on the tuna salad stand.
Mind if I join you, ladies?
Hey, well, what do you know? Here's the boy.
Hi, you might pull up a stool.
Oh, thanks. Blanche, how about one of those double burgers?
Yeah, coming up. Jackknife a cow.
Hey, what are you doing here? How'd you get a night off from the Champs-Élysées?
Just took French leave. Had to get some real food. Couldn't face another crepe Suzette.
And I was beginning to think that evening in Paris might have turned your head.
It did. The other way. You know, it isn't the after-theater dinners I mind so much. It's after the dinners.
Mr. Bates, you haven't...
Oh, no, not yet. But she's a very determined woman.
That's a fate worse than death.
Don't I know. Unless Miss Jones here saves me.
Oh, my.
Now, don't get serious on me, at least until you've heard my idea. A great idea, if I say so myself. One that will solve all our problems and rid us of Tamara for good.
I'll buy that one sight unseen.
What is it, Mike?
Well, you know how I've always wanted a completely homegrown ballet. American dancers, American stars, everything.
Yes?
Well, here's our chance. Ladies, the new star of our ballet company will go by the name of Nan Jones.
What?
I'm serious. What? I mean it. Well, Nan, what do you say?
It won't work, Mike.
Why won't it work? You've got the talent, grace, beauty. Why, when you're on stage, you're the center of all eyes. That's why Tamara's so jealous of you.
It won't work, Mike.
I'll have Madame Olga work with you. Voronoff will help. I'll help. You'll see, we'll do it. Anyway, you've got to save me from that vampire, that fate worse than death.
Well, there's an easier way. I can just quit the company.
No. Maybe 2 weeks ago, but not now. I've seen you now, and I want the whole world to see you.
Mike.
Man, try it my way, won't you, please? Just try it.
But... Well, all right, Mike. I'll try it.
Well, how about that?
No, stop the music.
I'm sorry, Madame Olga.
It's all right, child. You're tired. That is enough for today. We will try it again tomorrow.
Thank you.
Go now and rest.
You're doing fine, Nan.
Oh, Mike, I'm not.
Sure you are. You mustn't get discouraged. These things take time and a lot of hard work.
I know.
You're doing great. Just keep your chin up.
Don't keep her standing there getting a chill, Michael. Let her take her shower and get some rest.
Of course. See you later, Nan. I'll pick you up at your apartment for dinner, okay?
All right, Mike. Thanks, Madame Olga. Sergei.
Not at all, child.
Well, what do you think?
I think she's very pretty. She has grace. She has talent enough for the corps de ballet. But for a star, no.
Sergei?
She is beautiful. Her face on the poster, da. But
you've only started. Maybe with work, lots of work.
The spark is not there, Michael. I think she would tell you so herself. No, anything else is a waste of time. You know that, Michael.
Yeah, I know. But what will I tell her? What can I say?
That may not be so difficult as you think. She's a sensible girl, a fine girl, a lovely girl. She would make a good wife, a good mother, but not a good prima ballerina. Now, why don't you tell her that?
Oh, but after the build-up I gave her, told her I'd make her a star,
Are you sure that is what she wants? Have you asked her?
I... no.
And are you sure it is what you want for her?
What do you mean?
Aren't you in love with her, Michael?
Why, I don't know.
Perhaps you had better find out.
Hello, Mike. Come on in.
Hi. Say, aren't you ready?
Mike, I thought maybe you wouldn't mind if... well, if we didn't go out to dinner.
Oh, well, sure. You're tired. I should have thought...
Oh, no, it isn't that. I just wanted to... and besides, you're always complaining about restaurant food. So I thought maybe you'd like a home-cooked meal for a change.
Hey, that wouldn't be bad.
I only have a little hole-in-the-wall kitchen here, but I can manage a meal all right.
Hey, what's that I smell cooking?
Old-fashioned pot roast.
Hmm.
See?
Ah, looks wonderful.
I just hope it turns out all right. It'll be ready soon. I have to put the peas on now. Have to cook in relays on this little apartment stove. You might mix a drink while we're waiting. Everything's there.
Okay. Oh, this is just like home.
Is it, Mike?
Nan, listen, there's something I've got to tell you.
Is there? Well, don't look so glum about it.
Well, you see...
Mike, darling, don't you think I know what it is?
But you...
I knew all along. I tried to tell you. I only went through with the rehearsals to prove it to you.
Nan, I'm sorry.
Oh, you needn't be. You see, Mike, to be a star, you have to want to be. You have to want it very much. And I just don't. Oh, once I had dreams of being Pavlova. But I learned long ago that I wasn't. And that I didn't care. That I wanted other things out of life.
But you said when this company was formed, you hoped for big things, great things.
For you and for the ballet. I still do. And I want to help. I want a part in it. But a small part, not center stage.
The part you've got now? Or a different one?
And that's up to you, Mike. You're the boss.
All right. You can help.
How?
By making me a happy, normal human being. You've already made a good start getting my nose out of the books, getting me to look at people. But now I can only see one person. I want to go on seeing her on my center stage for the rest of my life. Just like she is now. With an apron around her middle, a pot holder in her hand, and a spot of flour on her cheek. Prettier than any prima ballerina ever was. Nan?
Darling, that's the only starring part I ever wanted.
Romance is produced and directed by Norman McDonald with editorial supervision by Het Mannheim. You have heard The Third Swan from the Left, specially written for Romance by John Dunkel, starring Eleanor Tannen and John Stevenson. Featured in the cast were Virginia Gregg, Fritz Feld, Gloria Grant, and Virginia Christine. This is Hugh Douglas inviting you to hear Romance, transcribed next week at this same time. A great actress portrays a great actress tomorrow night on the Radio Hall of Fame. Hear Helen Hayes in the role of the immortal Sarah. Sarah Siddons, the tragic muse of the 18th century. It is particularly appropriate that Miss Hayes play this role, since she herself last year won the Sarah Siddons Award for the best performance by an actress in 1953. Remember, CBS Radio tomorrow night for the Radio Hall of Fame starring Helen Hayes, with Edward Arnold as host over most of these same stations.
Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy meet Sunday nights for an hour on the CBS Radio Network.